Stirling, we're on the border here. The Stirling's up and down, and it's encouraging people to show up nearly in Northern Ireland at the minute, the present time. Huh? They'll need to come to some kind of agreement, as Marcus alluded there, that they kick the can down the road, and whatever's going to happen, I suppose he needs a bit of time to find a space, but please God, he gets a solution, gets a resolution to whatever we're going to do here.
Yeah, there is an irony there, isn't it, that our motivation for them to get a kick on is that the Stirling would strengthen to discourage that cross-border trade.
Well, like the small businesses and one thing and another, struggling here when they're selling stuff to Northern Ireland. We're near here to say the south of the country, you know, and a lot of our businesses in Northern Ireland here, and the Stirling's, it's hard to price stuff with Stirling at the present time, and it's even hard to buy stuff. As a matter of fact, it's hard to get stuff and around buy stuff.
Do you think that's an issue for those of us in and around the border that's maybe not talked about enough, the impact of this political stalemate and, you know, our economy here along the border?
The border shops are struggling here. This area is struggling. We're heading for Christmas here now. God knows. And houses, households, and you don't blame the people for where they're going to shop. They're going to buy the cheapest where they're going to be. Households are struggling with price of fuel, price of oil, price of everything. It's a struggle, Greg.